Hey there, everybody. It's 6 o'clock. That's unusual. On this, the 5th of December, 2024, it is time for Tawny the Brave here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Got lots of nice stuff today that will keep you company for an hour and a half or so. Lots of women in the show today for some reason. But last week I really enjoyed playing a whole lot of power pop stuff, and I got some leftovers from that I didn't get to last week, and I just didn't want to leave them unplayed. So in this set, we're going to hear from the Vibrators, the Records, and we're going to start off with Pez Band and something a little bit prescient. Is that the right word? I don't know. I'm going to look it up in a minute. But apt. Let's just say apt. This is called Baby It's Cold Outside. It's Pez Band on Tawny the Brave.
Yeah.
The Vibrators with Amphetamine Blue. That's a nice galloping number, in case you like galloping. What a, just a great pop song, a real simple pop song. And you know it's good when you don't care that they sing the chorus about eight times in the song. Yeah, before that was The Records and Starry Eyes. That one was for Reg, on the off chance that he's listening. I know he loves that song. And off the top, Pez Band and Baby It's Cold Outside. It is pretty cold, but the good news is it gets worse, much worse. Carrying on now in that vein, because I don't know, I just brought this stuff along and I... It ties into last week, I guess, and I don't know. I'm trying to justify continuity or something in my head here. In this set, we're going to hear from the Plimsolls. We heard from them last week, but I want to play them again because they got lots of good songs. The Knack also. And starting things off with Cheap Trick. I haven't played Cheap Trick in quite a long time. Don't play them too often at all. And I certainly haven't played this one. I hope you enjoy this one, Robert. This is Cheap Trick and Clock Strikes 10.
If I only could phone you, It's a doo-doo. It's such a shame. I can't get through without your number or your name. Caught a glimpse in the subway, but you weren't going my way. You were lost in the rumble of the train. The rush of the city, you were standing so calmly. Wish that I only had the nerve to say hello to you. It's hard to do, it's such a shame. I can't get through without your number or your name.
Yeah.
Plimsolls there with The Oldest Story in the World. Peter Case was the primary songwriter and lead singer in that band. And man, that is a great song. It, you know what? I don't even know any of the lyrics, but it sounds like there's probably a sad story in there. It sounds really melancholy, but really great. Can't help but sing along. Before that was The Knack from their classic debut, Get the Knack, and Your Number or Your Name. I can't remember the name of the drummer in that band, but man, he is a lively drummer. That's just my kind of style. Like to hear it. Cheap Trick off the top with the great Bunny Carlos on drums. And Clock Strikes 10 was the track. And there you go. You're still listening to Tawny the Brave here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. And it's 6:23 right now. We're going to carry on with what do we got coming up in this set. I've got some Kirstie McCall in this set. That's actually another leftover. What was it, 3 weeks ago? 3 weeks ago, I think. I did the first in what I was calling the producers series. I'm talking about radio show themes. And I'd like to do some others, feature some other producers and just play nothing but music that they produced. I got to find producers. I mean, a lot come to mind, but I got to find producers that have enough songs that they produced that would fill a whole show without repeating myself. I got a couple in mind. If you have a suggestion, feel free to let me know. But the first one I did was Steve Lillywhite, and he produced a couple of Kirstie McCall's albums. Since he was married to her at the time, he figured he may as well hang out with her in the studio. So we're going to hear from her, as well as the Shacks doing a Kinks cover. And first up, it's Blondie. And one of my favorite Blondie songs, top three for sure, from Eat to the Beat, this is Union City Blue.
We'll be right back. Lights fall for whom nothing's happening. Hungry children in a mother's dilemma. Dumpster diving to feed a baby endless. And you walk on by like it doesn't affect you. The held out hand that you pay no respect to. Nickels and dimes won't even buy your guilt. Another one or dead bird to death in his throat. It's a cardboard city, these paper metropolis. This isn't time called for. Keep on top of this. The authorities come, catching up the display. Do they solve the problem? No, they move them away. They're in a vicious circle of no fix the boat. The social won't pay them the money they owe. When you got no money, you can't pay rent. Hypothermia kills, cause the system's banned.
From an uptown apartment to a night on the A train, it's not that far. From the sharks in the penthouse to the rats in the basement, it's not that far. To the bad lady frozen asleep in the park.
See some more.
I can show you if you'd like to. From an uptown apartment to a night on the A train, it's not that far. From the sharks in the penthouse to the rats in the basement, it's not that.
Well, there's a big fat earworm from Kirsty McCall. Walking Down Madison is the name of that track. Before that was The Shacks and This Strange Effect, which is a Kinks song. A pretty obscure Kinks song. I never heard of the song before it was in Killing Eve. I was watching the television show Killing Eve. And it was part of the soundtrack of that show, and I really liked it. I could tell right away it was a Kinks song, and anyways, I really like it. Blondie before that, and Union City Blue. The expansive production on that, I never get tired of it. It just sounds huge. Well, we're not quite halfway through the show. It's 6:37. Let's carry on in kind. I've got some Josie Cotton in this set. For any fans of the movie Valley Girl. The Chanter Sisters as well. And going to start off with Anna Calvi doing a Bruce Springsteen cover. I know, right? This is Anna Calvi's version of Fire.
Call. I turn on the radio. I'm pulling you close. You just say no. You say you don't like it. I know you're a liar. 'Cause when we kiss. Thank you.
Josie Cotton with He Could Be the One from the Valley Girl soundtrack, as well as Jackass Number 2. Yeah. I just Googled Josie Cotton because I was curious if she's still with us, how old she is, if she's still musically active, anything like that. She's alive and well. She's merely 68. About 15 years ago, apparently, she released an album, and that's not her most recent, by the way, so she's hasn't done anything lately, but still. She released an album of all B-movie covers of B-movie theme songs. That sounds really intriguing to me. I may investigate at some point. Before Josie Cotton was the Chanter Sisters and Sideshow, and off the top, Anna Calvi and her cover of Bruce Springsteen's Fire. Well, Bruce Springsteen wrote it. It was actually a hit for the Pointer Sisters. First released by Robert Gordon. Link Wray also did a version. Bruce Springsteen, he never released a version, but he certainly played the song a number of times. But, well, ask Stu, for heaven's sakes. He'll know. So there you go. You're all up to date. It's 6:49 Central Standard Time, and you're still listening to Tawny the Brave on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. I'm your host, Dave Bertheum. I'm glad you're with me. I hope you're enjoying the show. In this set, we're going to hear from Holly Golightly and the Young Marble Giants, and we're going to start off with Marianne Faithfull. This is Why'd You Do It?
What you said, ain't nothing to lie.
Was Holly Golightly from her album Truly She Is None Other, and Time Will Tell. Also a Kinks cover, the second Kinks cover I played this show. I should do a whole show of Kinks covers, can't be too hard. Time Will Tell is a pretty obscure Kinks song. I don't exactly know when it comes from, but it sounds, judging by Holly Golightly's version, I bet you it's on the early side. So there you go. Young Marble Giants, the Young Marble Giants with the article. And Final Day before that, and Marianne Faithfull with a song from the same year as the Young Marble Giants, 1980. Why'd You Do It, from her album Broken English. And there you go. 7:01. You're still listening to Tawny the Brave. In this set, we're going to hear from Barbara Morgenstern, who is German, I do believe, as the track should make obvious. It's a track called The Operator. It's really good. You'll see. Also some Nancy Sinatra. And first up, from Australia, it's the Go-Betweens. This is Streets of Your Town.
Thank you.
Barbara Morgenstern. Sounds like an attorney. But no, she's a German singer, and that was The Operator. I rather like that. I have no idea what she's singing, but it's perfectly charming. Before that was Nancy Sinatra and Burning Down the Spark from her 2004 album Nancy Sinatra. It featured songs written by a formidable cast of songwriters such as Morrissey, Stephen Van Zandt, Jarvis Cocker, Thurston Moore, John Spencer. Wow. What an assembly of talent. The track that we heard, Burning Down the Spark, was in fact written by Joey Burns, he of Calexico fame. If you've heard that band, then you will say, ah, that makes perfect sense. What with those Mexicali trumpets in there and so forth. That's a pretty great song. The Go-Betweens off the top and Streets of Your Town. That takes us to almost quarter after seven. We're on the home stretch now. Just hang on. We've made it this far together. We're going all the way. In this set, we're going to hear from Pauline Murray and the Bangles and the other super famous all-girl group, the Go-Go's. Well, not actually the Go-Go's. Jane Wiedlin, one of the guitar players from the Go-Go's, along with Sparks, doing a track called Cool Places. This is Sparks and Jane Wiedlin, Cool Places, on Tawny the Brave.
Cool.
That was Pauline Murray and Dream Sequence. She's probably most famous for having been the lead vocalist of the British punk band Penetration. Before that was the Bangles from their debut album. And the track was The Real World. Sparks featuring Jane Wiedlin off the top and Cool Places. I got time for a couple of more quick ones, seeing as it's 5 minutes to 7:30. We're going to end off on Laverne Baker and Bumblebee, but right now we're going to hear from Girls at Our Best. This is Fast Boyfriends, and that'll do it for this week. I hope you enjoyed the show. Stay tuned for Adult Kindergarten right after this.
Sorry, baby, it's the end. evil bumblebee.